Yesterday we began with a discussion of the obligation of having a shul in a community to the point that if you can enforce a person at least bedvarim with words to contribute to be part of building a shul. We did mention also yesterday that if there was another shul already in the community, but the people, for various reasons, can't get there because of illness or whatnot, it's too far away, then you can still force people to build another shul for those people. Not only those people, but everyone in the community would need to contribute. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hamakev livnos pesach nesis, anyone who holds back building a shul. Now, feel yesh pesach nesis acheres meirin, if there's already another shul in that city, moinehu rabim milasos mitzvah, you should be aware that you are withholding numerous people from being able to perform mitzvos by having a shul. Umasik sham, the im besach neses mechilosam as adarab asurim liparit. He says it depends. If you have a shul which has the physical space, the capacity to hold everyone, then it is asur. You're not allowed to separate from that shul. And the Shaar Tzion gives two reasons. He says, first of all, based on the principle of Barobam Hadras Melech, which means that it's better that in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a larger group than to have numerous smaller ones. Od, the Al Yidei, his Chalkus, Boyim Kama Mechsholim Behezekos B'tzibur. The possibility, as we'll discuss in a moment, that by dividing, it could cause, well, division, not just physical division, but also machlokas in the subgroups of that particular community. However, even though that sounds pretty straightforward, it's not. It's brought down in the Tshuvas Radvaz, which is one of the primary commentators who explains when it is 100% fine to have a breakaway minyan, if you will. Sheherech Medinim Elu, he speaks about this in great length. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a few of his lines, and the Piskei Tshuvos continues where he leaves off. It was Sof Devarav Kosov, toward the very end of his lengthy discussion about this issue, he writes, quote, V'chol zev izman shekulam leiv echad hu. The only time in which one should not separate is if everyone is of leiv echad, everyone is of one heart, one common agreement, common vision. But if unfortunately they don't think the same, there's not this agreement. He says that it's better that you should daven separately, but he doesn't end there. He says, do not make a mistake by ending there and thinking that I'm trying to advocate that division is a good thing. I wouldn't say that at all. So maybe you're not leiv echad by the person who you're sitting next to, but the key is to be leiv echad levim shema shemayim. You're davening to the same God. So therefore, put away your petty differences and let's daven together. However, he says, "V'im iaf shar," that it's absolutely impossible. El shetamid heim miskoitdim v'him b'machlokas. You see that as much effort that you put forth, it's just not working. Machlokas between you and others. Then he's more lenient, and that's when a breakaway minion is permissible. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos continues, as I said, quoting these words of the Ritvaz, and he says, quote, the Ein Royalist Spalil El Vamakim Shlibu Chafetz. Interesting language. He says, it's not proper to daven except for the place in which your heart desires to daven there. Kamol Inin Lima Torah. And he compares this to learning. And he says, the reason is, Misha Daito Nochabo Nafsho Misareris Vidaito Misracheves Lima Sameach. If you have a person who has the proper train of thought and is comfortable in his surroundings, it will cause that individual to have a whole better spiritual elevated experience in his learning as well as davening. But nochlo baruch Hashem, and then of course that would be something which God wants. End quote. Mikan, and from those words of the Radvaz, Yisod l'kvutzi amcha beis Yisrael asher porshim at sibor klali. This is the basic words that allow people to go against the larger shul. The osim minyani tefila atzmam, and that they make their own minyanim. Al pi minhagi rabosam nuschos atfila v'hanigunim hamiuchadim, that they may have their own unique customs or songs. The avshem afsidin inyan darov am hadras melech. Even though on the opposite end they're going against this principle of rov am hadras melech, nonetheless there is ways in which one is allowed to be lenient to allow another shul. However, he brings down here, it's a dover pashut, it's for sure that we would not require, like in the case of people who physically can't get to the shul, in which everyone in that community should contribute to build shul number two. In this situation, those people would not be obligated to do so. Only those people that want to be part of this breakaway minyan, so to speak. V'lo shar yoshev makom, not anyone else. But don't just think that that means you can do it. He continues and says, Achsrichim lizahir. You have to be very careful. And this is the words of the Chassam Sofer. He says, Shachen tihe kvonasam ritzul shim shmai. The reason why you're doing so should be solely for the purpose of davening better, learning better, l'shem shmai. If it's possible that you really could daven in that larger community, that larger shul, the gam habeis achneses, beis medrash, machles kulum, and it could really hold everyone. V'rak mishum kavod v'shar ta'amim chalushim, shenim kedai neged kavod hamakom baruch. He says, if you have other reasons which are not such legitimate reasons that you want to have a breakaway minyan, then you're really forgoing that which is the true ultimate purpose, is kavod hamakom, doing things for the honor and glory of Hashem. And therefore, such individual, who are poshim atzibur, who separate from the general group, mezalzelim b'mitzvos rav am hadras melech, and they're mezalzel, because they're not doing it for the right reasons, this idea of davening as one, the gomrin lapirud, it causes more separation. Upamim gamul machlokas v'yatzaskar v'hafseidim. Person who has maybe somewhat in their mind the right intentions, the truth is you are losing more than you're gaining. And there's no excuse, or here's chus, no right for the tzibor to separate from a larger, a different shul, or shul number one. If the gates will need to be closed, if you, by opening up shul number two, shul number one has to close its doors. Because there'll be less people or less contributions, and he concludes as we will as well. Ve'im osim kein avera biyadam. So therefore, of course, it is allowed, but one has to know true intentions.